Lotto going to be hanging around in the home this morning if they're smart. Heather Bosch is now joining us live from the 520 Floating Bridge. And Heather, if you can hear me, what are they telling you about 520 right now?
Well, let's find out. I'm on the 520 bridge as we speak. You might be able to hear the creaking as this bridge goes back and forth. With me is Assistant Superintendent Rick Rada. Rick, tell me, what did it take for you guys to make the decision to shut this bridge down?
Well, we had real good wind data coming from our weather forecasters that these winds were most likely going to meet or exceed our wind criteria. And with that information, we felt that it would be a good idea to do a planned closure just a little ahead of it, let the Seahawks game end and get most of them across if possible before we had to open, and have the crews stationed on both sides so we had an organized closure. It helps out traffic, doesn't back as many people up, and makes things run a little bit smoother.
Wow. Now we are really rocking and rolling. Is that from wind? Is that from the waves?
It's from both the wind and the waves. The high rise is this portion of it is floating, and just the 40 mile an hour winds that we have right now, I believe, you know, do that to the bridge. It moves it around pretty good.
Is this bridge at risk of being damaged in this?
That's why we open the draw. We try to eliminate as much risk as possible with the high winds. When we start getting into the 40s and we hit that 50 mark, we do risk damage to the machinery at the draw. And opening the draw relieves a lot of the stress on the bridge, and then it just floats free here. And that's as much as we can do to eliminate the risk. Then we're at Mother Nature's mercy.
Oh, we certainly are out here. I think, Jason, you can hear that wind behind me right now, too. So, Rick, what will you have to do before you determine that you can reopen this to traffic?
When the winds die down, we on our opening, we lost three of the hooks that hold the draw together, and that happens occasionally in the high winds, and it happened this time. We sheared them off. We didn't lose them in the water. We have them, but we can't make the repair until we can get the pontoon back together, and then we can get those on, and that'll probably take us about 2 hours if we don't find anything extreme in there. But in the meantime, the crews will be doing a full inspection of the bridge, all the pontoons. They'll do cableway inspections, make sure all the cables are okay, and they'll be looking at all the bolted joints to make sure we don't have leaks or any damage there.
Realistically, what time? Because commuters will want to know, hey, when is this going to reopen? What are you hearing from forecasters, and how long will it take to do those necessary repairs?
Right now, they're telling us as the sun comes up, the winds are slowly going to recede. They'll slow down a bit, but it's still going to be about 9 o'clock probably, it looks like, before we can get the pontoons back together. Looking at that forecast, we can probably start working around then, and it'll probably be a couple hours to get that work done.
So maybe lunchtime?
I'm hoping it's before that, but it all depends on the winds.
Wow. And that's up to Mother Nature.
It is. I'm hoping early morning, sometime around 9, we can get busy and get this going and get traffic back on it.
Wow. Anything else you want drivers to know this morning?
If you don't have to go anywhere, it's a good idea to stay home. There are a lot of trees down, a lot of brush on the road, even on the lanes that haven't been traveled overnight. They're covered. It's just really not a good idea to go out if you don't have to.
So you heard it there, Jason, and I think
boy.
You can hear that wind just picking up behind me again. It's a dangerous night to be out driving.
Yeah, and obviously it's going to be a while before we see the 520 Floating Bridge open, at least until noon today. So obviously take that into consideration if you even think about driving anywhere this morning. It's 4:55. I'm going to go to the 710 Cairo.